Now, Evangelist Winston Tye.
Thank you. The subject of this sermon is entitled, The World and the Bible. The Bible is a total, complete, and authoritative expression of the divine will. The eternal God, of whom the Bible testifies, is responsible for its existence. The Holy Spirit, of whom it speaks, served as an agent in revealing the truth. 2 Peter 1:21. The entire volume is a book of truth. The Bible is without contradiction or misrepresentation. It is adapted to the needs of man, and if he will follow its instruction, it will lead him to heaven. The Bible is unique because it is the basis of all divine faith and the medium of all spiritual light. Man without the Bible is without hope. David said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Psalm 119:105. Then he said, "The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple." Psalm 119:130. Remember, the Bible is a divine product. Its teaching is not the wisdom of man. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. Paul said, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. James said, "The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable." James 3:17. It is our firm conviction that the Bible is the revealed Word of God. Some unique things are worthy of our attention. There is no book like the Bible. In point of age, it is the oldest authentic book in the world. Truly, the Bible lives. The Bible is one book, forever outshining all other books because of its transforming influence. It has the power to change the character of man. Men despised have been changed to men admired. Men are taught to leave the weak and beggarly elements of the world and turn to Christ. The Bible demands personal righteousness. It has come to bless the world and heal the evils of modern society. In point of existence, it shall never pass away. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. It bears repeated reading. You may reread and continue to do so. After all the lightning ways of scorn and criticism, it occupies a higher place in the world today than before. It is the world's most widely distributed book. Portions of the Bible have been translated into 1,659 languages, and it has been estimated that between 1815 and 1975, some 2,500,000,000 were printed. Despite the secular society in which we live, there is a quest for spiritual things. We cannot deny the existence of rationalism and atheism, but we are thankful for the interest in the Bible in our time. There is more interest in New Testament Christianity than before. There is no God like the God of the Bible. He is the God of the weak and the sorrowing. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. Exodus 34:6-7. God is contrite and humble in spirit, and yet he is strong. There is no Savior but the Lord Jesus. Truth demands that we leave out the word like. Christ, the only Savior, is accepted or rejected, but there is no substitute for us. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. The examples left by Christ are wonderful and are worthy of our utmost attention. The Sermon on the Mount, proclaimed by our Lord, is unsurpassed in all literature. Christ was given all power, both in heaven and in the earth. Therefore, he has the perfect right to command, to expect obedience, and will himself give the reward. The Bible reveals that there is no life like the life lived in harmony with the Christ life. Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Philippians 2:5-8. It is obvious that Christ, in his example of humility, is greatest of all. People should desire to be as much like him as possible. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. As the Son is the center of the solar system, even so, Christ is the center of Christianity. Jesus requested that men follow him. This can be done by living a life in harmony with the life of Christ. The Bible is the only book that is never out of date. Some say we need something new to meet the demands of society. Nothing is farther from the truth. The Word of God is perfect. It needs to be applied. Let some of these modern critics produce something better. This, of course, has never been done. The statement that we need something new and better than the Bible did not originate with those who fear God. Solomon said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12:13. The Bible is a unique book in that the New Testament plan of salvation offers absolute forgiveness of sin. The idea of real forgiveness of sin was not entertained by the pagan. Absolute forgiveness of sins was not promised during the 2,500 years of the patriarchal era. There was no such thing as absolute forgiveness of sins during the 1,500 years that characterized the Jewish system. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Hebrews 10:4. However, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. Jesus shed his blood for the sins of the people. There is definite assurance for the obedient believer that sins are wholly forgiven and remembered no more. God said, "I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews 8:12. The Pentecostians were asking a very important question. They were asking what to do to be saved. Not something to do because they were already saved. Read the Word of God at Acts 2:38. In response to the question, the Apostle Peter made repentance and baptism conditions necessary to the remission of sins. My friend, baptism is a work of faith. Without baptism, we do not possess the saving faith the Bible requires. God bless you, my friend.